Hey, good evening and welcome everyone to Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce. It's boys basketball within the Central Minnesota Conference tonight as Eden Valley Watkins in town to face the Pierce Pioneers. Hello everyone, I'm Rick Grammond. Both teams out on the court. We're about 10 minutes away from the opening tip-off for the Eagles and Pioneers tonight. This will be a tough one for Pierce. Eden Valley Watkins, very good. They are coming into tonight 11-2, trailing Holding Ford in the CMC standings. Holding Ford knocked off this Eagles squad last Friday night, 73-70, on a buzzer beater by Blake Patrick down in Eden Valley Watkins. So 4-1 in the conference, 11-2 overall. Their losses to Watertown Mayor and Holding Ford. Their signature win over Annandale. Coach Langer's going to talk about that in just a little bit. Most recently, the Eagles won on Tuesday night. They defeated Rush City at St. Cloud State, handily 70-41. In that game, Jacob Streit went over 1,000 career points. And tonight, his teammate, Reese Jansen, has that opportunity. He is 16 points away from 1,000. So it might not happen. Reese averages 16.5 a game. So an average game for Reese would put him at the 1,000-point mark. For the Pioneers and their head coach, Joe Call, 1-13, that lone win at Painesville. Pioneers have lost since that win. That was back on January 12th. They lost here to Kimball, most recently losing to BBE in Bruton. They'll be back in action Saturday afternoon. Bram comes over here for a 1 o'clock varsity game. JV game tonight. All Eden Valley Watkins, 73-46 was that final score. We'll talk with coaches Langer and Call coming up on the pregame show. Pierce Eden Valley Watkins tonight on You Are Their Sports.
Stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack to get the next-gen LTE with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, when you switch to Verizon, get 4 lines and 20 gigabytes of data for just $160 per month. Plus, we won't just sign you up and send you out the door. We'll sit down with you, help you transfer your data, and make sure you know how to use your phone before you leave. For the best coverage and service, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Plus taxes and fees. 4 lines on the 12 gigabyte promo plan plus 2 gigabytes bonus data per line required. Applies and recycles.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high quality products and hard to find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Joining me on tonight's pregame, he's the head coach of the Eden Valley Watkins Eagles, Coach Adam Langer. Coach, your team comes in facing the Pierce Pioneers tonight. Up and down last week or two or so, you played some pretty good basketball teams, though.
Yeah, we did. You know, we had a great one with Holding Ford last week and lost on the buzzer beater. And then Monday we played Annandale, who's one of the top teams in our section, played really well and won that one. So, yeah, we've been playing a lot of tough games lately.
What did that tell you about your team? It was a Friday night that buzzer beater Blake Patrick hit that three-pointer to beat you at your place. You come back on a Monday night on the road against a quality team to get that win. What did that tell you about your team?
You know, it was great to see. Friday night was tough, and it was tough on me. It was tough on the kids. But basically, Monday, we come back, get ready to go. You tip your hat to Holding Ford. They were better than us that night, and you strap it up and go again. And I was really proud of our kids, how they bounced back.
You had Jacob Streit just having a monster year. He came back Rush City Tuesday night, went over 1,000 points. Tonight, that's in reach for your guard, Reese Jansen. But, boy, to have two guys hit that milestone in such a close proximity and be two really totally different style of players.
Yeah, they are. You know, Jake, he's mostly doing his work inside, and Reese is strictly a point guard. So, yeah, it's great to see all their hard work pay off, and both of them are having nice years.
What about appears tonight? What concerns you? You know, what do you got to take care of to get the job done?
You know, our goal is to take Tauges out. I think he's a very good basketball player, and I think we need to slow him down, get it inside. I think their lack of size is going to hurt them against us, and then we'll see what else happens.
Coach, good luck.
Thanks, Rick.
Coach Langer with the Eagles on You Are There Sports.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. Parents love our school because the students receive a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Scholarships are available to assist with tuition. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypierce.org.
Hello, this is Bob Gruber from the Pierce Fire Department. Remember to have your fireplace and wood stoves inspected before you begin to use them each year. Also, have your chimney cleaned to remove creosote, which can ignite and start a chimney fire. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Nick Shaw of Boys Basketball. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of the community and business, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Lucas Audie and Casey Brzozowski, as well as our XL winners, Jesse Marshick and Taylor Kimmon. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneer.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers.
Joining me now, he's the head coach of the Pioneers, Joe Call. And Joe, you get one of the real heavyweights in the CMC in town tonight. Tough matchup with this Eden Valley Watkins team. A lot of talent, a lot of different spots on the floor, inside and outside.
Yeah, definitely. They're big, they're strong, they're physical, they can shoot the ball, they're athletic. They got everything you want. And we just got to make sure that we come tonight and every possession, leave it on the floor. That's our focus tonight, leave it on the floor.
What do you tell individually a player like a Nick Shaw that's probably going to be locking horns at Jacob Stride a lot down on the low block?
Yeah, he's just going to have to be confident in himself. You know, use his body to push him around a little bit, and we're going to have to front the post. We're going to go a little zone defense, you know, to hopefully not let the ball get in there as much as we'd like to. So he's just going to have to be physical. Everybody's going to have to be physical, and we got to make sure we put good ball pressure on. If you put good ball pressure on, it's going to be a tough pass getting inside. So everybody's just going to have to do their job tonight.
You come back then, you get another look at Bram on a Saturday afternoon. You competed very well with the Bombers down at the St. Cloud Cathedral Tournament. So, I mean, tonight will be a test, but, I mean, you look ahead in the near future, you get a chance to get right back at it.
Yeah, definitely, and it's a game we're also looking forward to. It's a game where we had Matt Tau just getting a little bit of foul trouble there, so we were without him on the floor for a while. So hopefully we can stay out of foul trouble in that game and do some good things.
What tempo, I mean, you can control only so much of the tempo tonight, but you know, obviously you don't want to get into a 60-70 point game with a lot of teams, especially a high scoring team like the Eagles that can really fill it up. But I mean, where would you like to see this game played at?
You know, honestly, I just want to see us be able to take care of the basketball. You know, they're going to put some pressure on us. We got to be able to understand when that pressure is coming. We got to know when, you know, if there's a double coming. We got to understand. But the biggest thing is we got to do a better job talking, and that's what I'm going to talk about here in our pregame with the boys. Is that we got to be able to talk on defense and on offense. When we see a double or somebody's open, call for the ball. If you want it, call for it. You can locate people with your ears. You don't have to see them. You can locate them with your ears and then look and find them with your eyes. But we just got to do a better job overall talking.
Have you identified where the majority, you know, you stress ball control, protecting the ball, valuing each possession. Have you identified where you're seeing the majority of those turnovers come from, and then kind of address, you know, maybe we're, you know, going too much in transition. You know, is our half court set not working the way we want it to? But where are you seeing that issue pop up?
Spacing, big time spacing. We're too jam packed on the inside, and then it's a combination of that, and then just standing around at times, not seeing that open spot, and guys are anticipating the other one to get there and they don't move, or it's standing in one spot while the defense goes to the ball and we're not going to the ball. So it's a combination of a lot of things, and we just got to keep working at it.
Look at the glass half full type of thing. You're facing a very good team tonight, but there's a chance to do some good things. I mean, and I think at times those are valued more than, hey, we did something good against a good team. We may not win this basketball game, but we accomplished something that maybe some other teams didn't.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's going to be some little battles in there that we're going to try to win, and that's just got to be our focus. And we got to remember that when times aren't going well, we just got to keep trying to fight that battle, and no matter what happens, do your best. That's all I ask, is do your best.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, he is the head coach of Joe Call facing the Eagles tonight here on You Are There Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now for a must-see lineup featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or at select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. VIP tickets are $125 and only sold at Pierce retailers. Limited number available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th, 2017. See you there.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street
in
Pierce.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete, based in Pierce, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees and customer service. Their small town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
All right, just underway. Matt Tauges has control of the opening tip. Now the Pioneers on offense, and they score first. A Matt Tauges free throw line high jumper, and the Pioneers take a 2-0 lead on Eden Valley. Watkins, some pressure. Front court now is Mitch Molitor. Back for Strite. He drives, scoops it up, off the iron, rebound inside, loose on the floor. Eagles and Pioneers scrambling, and a held ball belongs to Eden Valley Watkins. It'll be baseline right to throw it in for the white-clad Eagles tonight with the navy blue and silver. Pioneers in home red. They flip it out to Jacob Strite. Off now on a curl is Reese Jansen. Kicks out to Molitor. His three is on the way. It's well short, and it goes out of bounds. And the baseline official, John Garrett, says touched last by Preston Rushlow. The lineup for Coach Langer tonight is Reese Jansen, Mitch Molitor, Jacob Strite, Greg Lux, and Dominic Schlangen. Pioneers go with Matt Tauges, Peter Schomer. Here's a three put up by number three. It's long. That was Reese Jansen's first field goal attempt. Johnny Hopkins in the starting lineup tonight. As here's a drive by Reese. Count it and two. They got a turnover on the pressure and the foul on Hopkins. So Reese Jansen, who came into tonight needing 16, has two to get to his career 1,000th point. So the starting lineup tonight, Peter Schomer, Matt Tauges, Preston Rushlow, Johnny Hopkins, and Lucas Adi, as Jansen knocks down the free throw, as he most usually does. He's a 65% free throw shooter. He's got the first three for the Eagles, and they've got a 3-2 lead. Front court now, Rushlow. Pioneers will work the half set into the hands of Tauges. Now to Rushlow in front of the red zone, the student section here at the MAC tonight. Kicked out of bounds by Greg Lux. Piers and Eden Valley tonight. Rushlow will inbounds, far sideline. Preston flips it into freshman guard Peter Schomer. Now to Tauges. Over near the Eagle bench, he'll work his way out front, throw it into the high post to Hopkins. Hopkins tried to hand it off to Tauges, knocked loose. Johnny got it back and stripped away by Lux. Out of bounds to Piers. Tauges signals the inbounds play. Lob out front comes junior Preston Rushlow. Quickly back now. Tauges looking for an opening. Scoops it inside for Adi. Adi with the collection off the rim. No rebound. And that's pulled away by Strite. But he's tied up by Adi. And a held ball to the Pioneers on this alternating arrow. Nine consecutive double-doubles for Jacob Strite. And 11 out of 13 games. He has posted double digits in points and rebounds. Here's Hopkins. Low block, kick out, Rushlow, wing shot, no rebound. There's Reese Jansen in traffic. Jansen coming back the other way. Blows by Hopkins. Gets deep. Finger roll short. Off the iron. Rebound, Schomer. And then the deflection. Here's Jacob Strite. Schomer trying to challenge. Strite couldn't finish. Got his own rebound and scores. And it's a 5-2 lead for the Eagles on the Strite steal and basket. 2 minutes plus in. Adi inside on Schlangen, can't finish. And there's Strite, and a foul then on the rebound. And this is going to go on Lucas Adi. First on Lucas, second Pioneer foul tonight. Pioneers with some pressure. They lob it to midcourt. Tauges almost tipped it away, but it got through to Lux. Now underneath, open look, a bucket for Mitch Molitor. They broke pressure and got an easy look for Molitor. So it's a 7-0 run and a 7-2 lead for the Eagles. Now Adi will cast one up and hit a three. Lucas from three. 7-5. First points for Adi. And on the other end, there's a miss. Lux follow, basket, and a foul. And now Lux will shoot one. The foul's going to be on Taujus. First on Matt, and the third team foul. Lux at the line. He's got a season high of 17. That came Friday night against Holding Ford. That free throw off to the left. Tau just tipped the rebound into the lane where it's picked up on a bounce. Quickly, there's Schomer beating the Eagles down court. And Schomer lays it up and in. And it's 9-7, 3 minutes into the ball game. Midcourt. Here's Strite. He muscles up and in. Four for Strite. The biggest game of the year, and there have been many for Strite, came against Little Falls in the holiday tournament at Little Falls. Strite scored 34 points and had 21 rebounds in that game. Tau just leans in. Rainbow floater drops. And Matt answers on the other end. He's got four. 11-9. Up court now, Reese Jansen. Jansen. Three-pointer from Schlangen short. Rebound. Loose in the lane. Picked up by Adi. Pioneers now, who led 2-0, can regain the lead with a three as Taujus walks it across midcourt. Right side for Schomer in front of Coach Langer. One dribble, looking for help now, and it's Taujus coming around to the left side. Matt lobs down low. Adi with the catch. Ball fake blocked by Schlangen out of bounds. Schlangen didn't leave his feet on the fake and able to recheck it once Lucas went up with the field goal attempt. Baseline left on the pass in. 13:57 to go. They bounce it in for Lucas Adi. Returns it on the low block. Fall away. Whistle. Travel called on Taujus. Tried a little step back. High arcing shot. But he's whistled for the traveling violation. Piers with some pressure again. Eagles haven't had much pressure. Matter of fact, they've taken advantage of it and gotten into some pretty easy looks. Now they're into the front court. Reese Jansen, drive and dish. Strike, goes baseline, cut off. Back to Schlangen. Schlangen floats it up right hand, too hard, right there to put up his own miss and score again. And now all five starters have scored. Dominic Schlangen's first two. And it's a 13-9 lead for the Eagles. 13:25 to go. Ball tipped out of bounds by Greg Lux. Here comes sophomore Nick Shaw into the ball game. He'll replace Lucas Adi. Shaw will inbounds front court across the way here. Shaw triggers it into Preston Rushlow. Back out into the hands of Matt Taujus. Pick and roll. Matt puts it up. Little short. Fights for the loose ball. Ties up with Strite. And the arrow points to the Eagles this time. Pass in will come from the baseline by Dominic Schlangen, a 6'2 junior. The Eagles lead it 13-9 here. About 5 minutes into the game. Up ahead, it's Mitch Molitor. Sets up right side behind the three-point line. Flips it over to Lux. Back to Molitor at the point. Now curling around is Schlangen. Finds Lux. They post up Strite on Taujus. Score it and a foul, and that's two on Matt. And it's 6 points for Strite.
Basket is good. The ball's out at number one, Matt Taujus.
And it's a one-shot opportunity for Strite. Leads the conference in scoring and rebounding. His average per game in points, 24.1. In rebounds, 14.5. And that one's short. Rebound pulled away. And Taujus races out of the pack. Front court, free throw line high, pulls up, Strite will pick up a shooting foul. Jacob Strite, his first, and it'll send senior guard Matt Taujus to the charity stripe.
Jacob Strite, his first.
Strite's 14.5 rebounds per game lead the conference, and they're twice as many as anybody else in the conference. As The free throw is short. Matt Tauges at the free throw line, currently fifth in the conference at scoring, 16.1 a game. That one is good. One of two. Five tonight for Tauges. It's a 15-10 Eden Valley Watkins lead. Here's Reese Jansen crossing midcourt. Jansen being guarded by Tauges. Matt's got to be careful. He's got to play smart defensive basketball now. He's already got two fouls. And the pass almost eludes Jansen. He tightropes the sideline and flips it back to Molitor. Now Strike guarded by Rushlow. Schindler. I keep saying Schindler. It's Molitor. Posting up is Locked. Cut off nicely, and Shawl just stole it right out of his hands. Nick Shawl creates a turnover, and then the Pioneers throw it away again. Here's Strite, and they're going to get another one on Matt, and that's three, and that is not a good foul. You got to give that layup up. Matt's got his third foul. Strite with 8 points, and that's going to bring senior Thomas Funk into the ballgame, and Tauges leads with 12:08 to go. One for Strite. He is 0-for-1 from the line. And that one around and drops through. Eden Valley Watkins 18, Pierce 10, 12:05 in the half. And Tauges is already on the bench with three fouls 6 minutes in. Pass tipped, and here come the Eagles again. It's Strite with Jansen to his left. Strite pulls up long. Rebound Hopkins. Johnny back for Schomer. Peter now. Haven't called Peter's name a whole lot yet. Now Russell, left corner. Throws it down low. Funk will lean in on Schlangen and score. Thomas Funk immediately into the score column. 18-12. First two for the senior guard. Out top, Reese Jansen. Left side for Molitor. Quickly to the baseline. Slashing to the rim is Lux, and he's fouled. And this is Rushlow's first.
Foul on number 21, Preston Rushlow. His first.
Five or six team fouls on Piers, and Lux shooting a pair here. He's got 2 points. And Lux off to the right, no good. He's a 59.5% free throw shooter.
Eagles. Number 13, Blaine Fodstad. And number 4, Matthew Notch.
Blaine Fodstad and Matthew Notch come in. Strite and Molitor sit. One more for Greg Lux. That one is spinning out of the rim, and it's tipped out of bounds on the baseline over to the Pioneers. So 0-for-2 trip for Greg Lux. And now, oh, John Garrett says, my bad, it's Eagles ball. So it was touched last by a Pioneer. Jansen will throw it in, left baseline. Reese Jansen for Lux coming down the lane, and they got Hopkins reaching in. And that's two on Johnny. Hopkins, who started tonight.
Number 4, Johnny Hopkins.
And now Lux will go right back to the free throw line. This is a bonus, not a shooting foul. 7-1 in team fouls. And that free throw swishes through. 3 points now for Greg Lux. Played in the high school all-star football game in December down at U.S. Bank. Adi replaces Hopkins for Coach Joe Call. 19-12 with a free throw coming here for Lux. 9 for Jacob Strite, the top scorer in the game. And that one is good as well. Adi, Schomer, Funk, Rushlow, and Shawl for the Pioneers. Peter Schomer, right side, left alone, so he puts up a three. It's off the back rim. Funk tips the rebound, but it's tracked down by Greg Lux. Eagles back, leading by 8. Lob to the right corner for Blaine Fodstad. Now Lux back to Fodstad, and he finds Reese Jansen out top. Eagles, baseline drive, kick out to Schlangen. Jansen drives on Funk, leans in, short, rebound Peter Schomer. Here's Peter up the left side, works his way back to the middle, stops, left side of the free throw line, back to Russell, now back to Peter. He'll put up a three, off the rim, rebound, Lux. Outlet up the sideline, here's Reese Jansen. Three on three, Jansen, hesitation move, and he'll go to the free throw line, fouled on his layup attempt. Reese Jansen will go to the line. Rushlow's got two fouls.
Fouls called on number 21, Preston Rushlow.
Reese 1-for-1 from the line, 3 points tonight. Jacob Streit ready to return. Christopher Marshick will come in for the first time. First for Jansen is good. 4 for Reese Jansen.
In for the Pioneers, number 23.
Marshick for Shaw, Streit for Lux on the substitutions. Reese Jansen for the second. It's up. It's off. Rebound, Christopher Marshick. So that's 4 now for Reese Jansen as we track his ascension to 1,000. He needs 12 to get there tonight. Christopher Marshick cut off on the low block. His kickout pass tipped out of bounds by Dominic Schlangen into the Eagle bench. 10:19 to play. Eden Valley Watkins 21, Pierce 12. Thomas Funk will throw it in. Thomas, 2 points tonight, holds the ball overhead, flips it into Preston Rushlow, returns it back to Funk. Now back into the hands of Preston Rushlow. Funk and Rushlow catching. Now Adi rotates left side, down to Funk in the corner. Thought he saw the baseline, it was cut off there by Fodsted. Now Adi right side, Lucas guarded by Jansen. Preston with Streit defending him, back to Lucas Adi. We've gone under 10 minutes to go in the half. Right side, Rushlow, open look for three, little short, rebound by Matthew Notch of the Eagles. Back the other way. Left side, open look, three-pointer, Jansen grazes the rim, but off target. Adi with the board. Schomer the other way, looking for a screen, now stopped his dribble. Somebody's got to come to the ball, and it's the high post, Christopher Marshick, and he got fouled by, I believe, Matthew Notch. Little push. And it's the first on Notch. It's the second Eden Valley Watkins foul of the half. Comes with 9:32 until halftime. Baseline left to pass in for the Pioneers. Kicked out of bounds by Dominic Schlangen. Lucas Adi holds it overhead. Goes into Schomer, left corner. Peter will drive. Put it up off the back rim. Rebound battle for Schlangen. Rips it away. Streit runs the court with a dribble drive to the corner. Here's Fodsted. Back out. Schlangen look for three. Short, long rebound to the baseline. And there are the Eagles again. Resetting out front. To the corner, Fodsted. Back out. Reese Jansen fires a three off the target. Rebound, Rushlow. 8:55 to play here in the first half. Peter Schomer stops at midcourt. Now gets it to Adi. Back to Peter for Funk. Rushlow left side. Eagles matching up on the perimeter. Not giving the Pioneers a lot of looks here. They trail 21-12. High post for Marshick. Drives. Nice left-hand drive. And Christopher drops it through the cylinder. Marshick, a strong move in the post. First two for senior Christopher Marshick tonight. On the other end, Fodsted comes up short. And Marshick is there for the rebound. Funk now, he throws it away to Jansen. Here's Reese accelerating. He puts it up in and foul. We'll see who gets this. That's six now for the guard, Reese Jansen. And now Preston Rushlow and Matt Tauges have three fouls apiece. Johnny Hopkins will come in. Hopkins for Rushlow. Jansen shooting one. He now needs 10 points to hit 1,000. That one is good. He's 9 away. Eagles 24, Pioneers 14. Peter Schomer, Lucas Adi, Thomas Funk, Christopher Marshick, and Johnny Hopkins on the floor. Schomer looking for help. Drives on Molitor. Now stops. Spins back for Johnny Hopkins. Under 8 minutes to go until half. Schomer pivoting around. Hopkins in front of the Eagle bench. Back to Lucas Oddie. Oddie bounces it over for Funk. Now the Eagles chasing man-to-man. Strite on Hopkins. Strite pokes it away. He's going to go in and miss a layup as the follow-up by Jansen. And a timeout for Pierce with 7:28 to go. The Jansen layup makes it 26-14 Eagles, just under 7.5 minutes to go.
When you're hungry and you're in Piers, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30. The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs, or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
Hi, this is Bob Otremba with the Piers Fire Department. If fire broke out tonight while you were sleeping, would you and your family get out alive? Develop a home fire escape plan now and practice it regularly. And remember, if there's a fire, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department.
Back to action. Piers will throw the ball away as Hopkins had cut towards the lane. The pass cross court went behind him. And Coach Langer now will bring Greg Lux in for Reese Jansen. Eagles 26, Pioneers 14. Pioneers right now have Peter Schomer, Thomas Funk, Johnny Hopkins, Christopher Marshick, and Lucas Oddie on the court. Into the post, Lux. Here's a shot from the wing, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, though, for Molitor. Zach Swenson with the shot. Back to Molitor, under 7 minutes to go. Molitor driving and dishing back to Strite. Jacob holds it, drives, finds Swenson cutting the opposite way. No, rebound tipped by Marshick over to Johnny Hopkins for the rebound. 6:35 to go, 26-14. Left side, this is Funk. Pick and roll with Hopkins, and they're going to get an Eagle foul, I think, on Strite. Two on Jacob Strite, three Eagles fouls. Reese Jansen will come back in. And Funk, defended by Swenson over on the far side, got it into Johnny Hopkins. Back to Peter Schomer. Now Hopkins at the point. Schomer down to Oddie, guarded by Reese. Funk squares up, rotates the ball left side to Hopkins. This is the style the Pioneers need to play. Be patient. He cannot afford to get in a real track meet here with his Eagle team. Schomer off for Funk. Back to Schomer, right corner. Funk for three, off the mark. Just spun out. Back the other way comes Eden Valley Watkins. Matthew Notch gives the ball to Jansen. Now to Zach Swenson. Drive and dish. Down to the baseline, inside, Lux collects and scores. That is six first-half points for Greg Lux. We're under 5.5 minutes to go. The Eagles lead at 28-14 in Piers tonight. Dominic Schlangen ready to return. Here's Funk rotating it right side for Peter Schomer. Into the hands of Oddie on the wing. Oddie back to Hopkins and Funk. Down to Schomer left side. Peter drives towards the lane, stops, back out front, comes Hopkins. 5 minutes until half, 28-14, Eden Valley Watkins. Into the lane, Marshick almost had it stripped away, but Christopher got it back out and they work it on the perimeter again. Down low, Hopkins chases a rolling ball. Bounce pass out again to Peter Schomer, 4:40 to go. Away from the ball, Marshick battling inside. There's a ball tipped out of bounds. They wanted to throw it down low to Marshick. Couldn't get it to him. Two wins for the wrestlers tonight in Osakis, as they were in action over in Todd County. 4.5 minutes as Schomer works the offense from the point in the logo at midcourt, going left to right. Adi now out front, bounce pass right side, Peter Schomer. Schomer back out for Funk. This possession started with over 5 minutes left on the clock. Now we're down to 4:10, and we have a whistle and another tip ball. This was Zach Swenson tipping one into the crowd, so Pierce will inbounds once again. Thomas Funk near the baseline, but on the sideline. Pass into Schomer, almost stolen by Molitor, but Peter, then his three-pointer blocked, and then they're going to get him for a traveling call. Shot was blocked. I'm not sure how he could. Joe Call arguing with one of the officials, or at least asking for why that's a travel when the shot was blocked. Molitor got a piece of it, and now back the other way. The Eagles leading by 14. Left side, this is Mitch Molitor. Pass knocked out of bounds, intended for Swenson in the corner. Johnny Hopkins got a hand on it, sent it into the crowd. 3:52 until half. Zach Swenson will throw it in. Guarded by Thomas Funk. Back to Reese Jensen now. Here's Molitor. One couple of dribbles. Threw it away. Schlangen tried to seal off his defender inside, and the pass from Molitor just off target sails to the wall. And the Pioneers will come back. 3:44 to play until half. Eagles 28, Pioneers 14. Thomas Funk holds it overhead. Left side for Lucas Adi. Out top Hopkins. Back to Funk. Down low, Marshak got loose inside. Christopher, no, rebound. Hopkins out, works an Eagle defender, and Hopkins rolls it in. First points for Johnny Hopkins, 28-16. 3:10 to go. Jansen for Molitor on the right wing. Back to Reese, left corner. Flips it out to the point for Zach Swenson. Left-hand dribble back to Jansen. Cross court for Molitor. Under 3 minutes left. Now just throwing it up, missing. And Schomer with the board off the Swenson miss. He was leaning to his right and just flipped it up off the glass. Pioneers now go to work on offense with 2:45 to go. Trailing 28-16. Adi almost had that one pulled away. He regains it. Guarded by Reese Jansen. Now finds Peter Schomer on the right side. Back out Johnny Hopkins. Schomer and Hopkins play catch. Now Johnny comes to set a screen. Peter retreats the other way. Back for Funk in front of the Eagle bench. Down to my right. 2:20 to go until half. 28-16. Eden Valley Watkins in front. Now Hopkins guarded by Schlangen. Back out for Peter Schomer. Schomer rotates around. Finds Christopher Marshak. Baseline drive guarded by Lux. Leaves it out front for Schomer. Now Funk, under 2 minutes to play. Johnny Hopkins comes to the left wing. Bounces back for Schomer. Now Funk. Into the lane comes Adi. Adi put it on the floor, rolls, and it goes out of bounds off Lucas. With a minute 43 to go. That's something Joe Call talked about in the pregame. The spacing inside, and that forced a turnover that time. There were about two or three red jerseys within about a foot of the ball. Now the Eagles have it with a minute 35 until half. Reese Jansen lobs down low to Lux. Lux finishes off the glass. And Greg Lux now with 8 points, an assist for Reese Jansen. For all the scoring Reese does, he's also a very good assist man, fourth in the CMC with 62 assists on the season. Here now is a whistle, and they're going to get Marshak on a moving screen out top. Christopher Marshak picks up his first.
Call to number 23, Christopher Marshak.
Stops the clock with a minute 10 to go. Returning to the Eagle lineup is Blaine Fodstead. He'll replace Mitch Molitor. So it's Jansen, Schlangen, Fonstad, Lux, and Swenson. For the Eagles, it's Hopkins, Funk, Schomer, Marshick, and Adi. Pull up, free throw line, buried by Reese Jansen.
Reese Jansen.
11 for Jansen, 995 for his career. Give and go, Schomer didn't get it. Now curling to the basket is Hopkins, draws a double team, now puts it up, flips it though, he back to Adi, he's off the mark. Rebound Eden Valley Watkins with 33 seconds left. Here's Reese Jansen going to the glass and scoring.
Basket by number three, Reese Jansen.
25 seconds left. It's now 34-16 Eagles. Here's Peter Schomer going baseline on Jansen. Stop, looking for help. 12 seconds left. Loose ball poked away by Fodstad for Jansen. Jansen, no-look pass for Swenson. Whistle and a foul called on Adi. And we'll have free throws for Zach Swenson of the Eagles with 5 seconds left. Lucas picks up his second.
Forget. Lucas Adi. His
Matt Tauges went to the bench with his third foul with just over 12 minutes left in the half. Has not returned. Swenson misses the first. He'll get the bonus now on the double bonus. 5.2 seconds left. Eagles lead by 18 coming up on halftime. Long on that one and a foul on a push on the rebound going to go on Greg Lux.
Foul's called on number 21, Greg Lux.
That is his first, only the fourth of the half on the Eagles. 5.2 seconds. And it'll be Schomer for Adi. 3 seconds from just inside midcourt. Adi puts it up, and it's wide right. And that's halftime. Eden Valley Watkins, 34. Pier 16 after 18 minutes of basketball on Your There Sports.
It's a hassle to remember to pay your bills on time, not to mention to write out that check, find an envelope, buy a stamp, and get it to the post office before it closes. That's why Unity Bank now has a new and better online bill pay service, which will allow you to pay anything from your mortgage payment to your utility bills to your babysitter. And you can pay these bills from your home computer, tablet, or with the mobile banking app. Visit them online at unitybanking.com to learn more and get started. Unity Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Nick Shaw of Poise Basketball. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of the community and business, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Peters High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Lucas Adi and Casey Brzozowski, as well as our XL winners, Jesse Marshick and Taylor Kimmon. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Peers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers.
Phelan Meats and Peers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Peers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Peers, supporting the Peers Pioneers. Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from the Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at the Clothesline.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour Access Health Club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer with lockers and showers available on-site. Call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, at halftime, Eden Valley Watkins leading Piers 34-16. As the Eagles put up an 18-point advantage at the break, led by Reese Jansen's 13, 9 for Jacob Streit, 8 for Greg Lux. And then 2 points each for Mitch Molitor and Dominic Schlangen, playing but not scoring in the first half. Blaine Fodstead, Matthew Notch, and Zach Swenson. Eagles go 6 of 12 from the free throw line. No real foul trouble for Coach Langer to worry about. 2 on Jacob Streit, 1 on Greg Lux, 1 on Matthew Notch. Coach Langer did not use a timeout in the first half. For the Pioneers, foul trouble really the story for Piers in that half. Both Matt Tauges and Preston Rushlow spent a lot of time on the bench. Preston picked up, or I should say Matt picked up his third with over 12 minutes left in the half. Tauges still scores 5 points to lead the team in scoring at half. 3 for Lucas Oddie, 2 for Peter Schomer, and then 2 each for Johnny Hopkins, Thomas Funk, and Christopher Marshick. Playing but not scoring in the first half, Nick Shaw and Preston Rushlow. Piers, not a lot of free throw opportunities, only 1 of 2. Those came from Matt Tauges. As I mentioned, foul trouble for Tauges and Rushlow, 3 apiece. Lucas Oddie's got 2, 2 on Johnny Hopkins, and 1 on Christopher Marshick. Coach Joe Call used 1 of his timeouts. He'll have 4 left at his disposal in the second half. We'll take a break, talk about the JV game and the rest of the conference schedule. Look at the standings. That's all coming up. Eden Valley Watkins up 34-16 at halftime on You Are There Sports.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with Progressive Jackpot starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Get ready for the 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now for a must-see lineup featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piersfreedomfest.com or at select Piers and Little Falls retailers. VIP tickets are $125 and only sold at Piers retailers. Limited number available. The 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th, 2017. See you there.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Okay, halftime. Eagles 34, Pioneers 16. Elementary basketball out on the court right now. Earlier tonight, JV action. Coach Jake Anderson's squad for the Eagles, a winner, 73-46. For the Pioneers, Jared Prokot leading the way with a dozen points in that one. Alex Wilson had eight.
Last basket by Max.
Tony Skiba and Brent Schilling, 5 points each. Four for Alex Gross. Three for Peter Schomer. Calvin Krischke with three. Two for Jesse Marshick. Two for Nick Shaw. Justin Seelan with two. So a 73-46 JV win for the Eagles.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
Okay, we are at halftime. Eagles lead by 18, 34-16. It's a full slate of action in the conference tonight. Along with this game, you've got Kimball down in Howard Lake Waverly Winstead tonight. Kimball, 4-2 in the conference, 11-4 overall. And Howard Lake Waverly Winstead playing better basketball. They've won three straight for Coach Carr.
3-4-3.
And they're now 3-3 in the conference, 6-10 overall. That game in Howard Lake tonight. Belgrade Brutinel Rosa is in red hot holding forward. The Huskers are in sole possession of the conference, 5-0 and 10-3 overall. They've won 9 in a row. Holding Ford home to the Jaguars, who are 2-3 in the conference, 5-8 overall. And then you've got Maple Lake playing at Painesville tonight. The Irish, 2-3 over in the conference, 4-10 overall. Painesville winless, 0-5 in the CMC, 0-13 overall. So your conference standings going into tonight, Holding Ford 5-0, Eden Valley Watkins 4-1 in second place. In third place, Kimball at 4-2. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead in fourth at 3-3. BBE and Maple Lake are tied for fifth at 2-3. Piers is in seventh at 1-4. And then Painesville in eighth place at 0-5. Pretty light schedule in boys basketball tonight in central Minnesota. The Pioneers will be back in action Saturday afternoon here at 1 o'clock. The Bram Bombers come over here. Varsity at 1, JV about 11:30, I believe. Bram is playing tonight at home against Isle. Rush City's at East Central. Watertown Mayor at New London Spicer. Bertha Hewitt at Wadena Deer Creek. So not a lot of Central Minnesota boys action tonight. In girls play, Foley is playing at Kimball. Tech is at Wilmer. Ricori's at Brainerd. Apollo visiting Alexandria. Fergus Falls at Sauk Rapids. In the Prairie Conference tonight, Royalton has gone to St. John's Prep. Swanville in Uppsala. In the Granite Ridge Conference, Little Falls at Becker, Zimmerman at Malacca, Albany at Mora, and Dave Fisher's Onamia Panthers are at home against Ogilvie. Coach Fisher has 5 wins on the year for Onamia, and they've already beaten Ogilvie once, and they got him here again tonight. So both teams have warmed up. The start of the second half is next. Eagles lead the Pioneers 34-16.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
All right, Pioneers first possession, and we've got an Eagle foul call on a shot attempt, and it's on Dominic Schlangen. We're just underway. We've played 18 seconds of the second half, and Peter Schomer is going to go to the free throw line. Peter held to 2 first half points. He's averaging 9 a game as the freshman guard sinks the first free throw. And it's a 34-17 Eden Valley-Watkins lead. Peter, 75% free throw shooter. Now 19 for 25 on the year. Second up, and that's also good. You'll win a lot of Knights of Columbus contests shooting that way. And here come the Eagles. Again, Reese Jansen, 3 points away from 1,000, so it could happen now at any trip. Jansen, wing right side, gives it up to Lux. Left side for Dominic Schlangen. Schlangen double, throws it down low for Streit. Streit up and in and a foul, and this is going to be on Preston. That's 11 points for Jacob Streit. And Preston saddled now with 4 fouls. Just a mismatch, and it is for almost everybody that Streit faces. He's just a beast in there. 6'4 senior. Here's the and one free throw. It's good. He's got 12 points. The Eagles' lead is now 37-18. Rushlow comes out. And Hopkins returns, or Funk returns, excuse me. It's Taugis, Schomer, Adi, Hopkins, and now Thomas Funk on the court. 17-15 to go in the basketball game. High post for Hopkins. Back out for Peter Schomer. For Adi, his 3 off the front rim. Up and elevating, we get a straight Taugis held ball and the arrow to Eden Valley Watkins with 17:08 left. Reese Jansen jogs it up court. He's got Dominic Schlangen, Jacob Streit, Greg Lux, and Mitch Molitor, the starting 5. Here's the 3 for Jansen. It's long, and the rebound controlled by Schlangen. And then his outlet pass picked off by Johnny Hopkins. Here's Taugis. He dribbled it off his foot. Picked up by Reese. Here's Jansen steaming up court. Inside the line to the corner. Molitor from 20. Good. Mitch Molitor. He's got 5. 40-18 now. 16 and a half to play. Funk on the other end comes up short. Jansen snaps away the rebound. Reese runs in transition. Steps up for Streit. He can't handle the pass. And it's going to be staying with the Eagles as the referees confer briefly and say a Pioneer got his hand in there. So Jansen will inbounds, baseline left side. Eagles 40, Pioneers 18. Into the corner, Schlangen. Back out front, flashing to the post, Streit for Jansen left side. Back to Streit, posting up on Adi. Open look, Molitor, that's long. Rebound, Peter Schomer on the baseline. Coming up on 16 minutes left to play. Eagles by 22 now. in the lane. Adi back for Schomer. Now Taugis. Funk puts one up. He was open but short. Didn't get enough on it. And the rebound controlled by Jacob Streit. Streit leaves it for Schlangen at the point. Back to Jacob. Crossed the way for Reese. In the lane for Lux. Lux muscles it up. Missed it. May have been partially blocked there by Hopkins. And Hopkins has the loose ball rebound. Back the other way. Pioneers in the corner. Left side for Lucas Adi. In for Schomer. Left side of the free throw line. Knocked away and picked up by Jansen. Pioneers give it back. On the other end, Streit. May have shuffled the feet. Collects it. Missed it. Battle. Streit. A second try. Good. 14 now for Jacob Streit. 42-18 Eagles. 15-10. Here's Hopkins drawing a double. And a nice hesitation move by Adi, who banks it in from the left side. That's five now for Lucas Adi tonight. Good pass by Hopkins. Good ball fake by Lucas. Out top, Reese Jansen's three-pointer. Good! Reese Jansen's 1,000th career point.
Reese Jansen, ladies and gentlemen, the last basket by Reese Jansen is 1,000 points for his high school career.
Reese Jansen's three-pointer at the 14:51 mark. He's handed the basketball by his coach, Adam Langer. Dad, mom, sister here tonight. Of course, his dad, Tom, is the head coach of the girls' basketball team. Congratulations to Reese Jansen. And now we will resume basketball. Pioneers with Taugis dribbling left side for Schomer. Back out front comes Funk. Funk just a step inside the free throw line. Back for Peter Schomer. He'll elevate from there. Short. And Jansen with the rebound. Reese back the other way now. Jansen gives the ball off to Dominic Schlangen. Back to Jansen. Thought about it. Now throws it down low for Lux, who muscles it up, and another and one. The Eagles just feasting inside tonight as Lux will shoot the bonus.
Basket is good to fouls called on number two, Lucas Adi.
Lucas Adi now with three fouls. Pioneers will bring in for the first time tonight Jared Prokop. Lux free throw, long rebound, Hopkins. Taugis working on Reese Jansen. In low, Hopkins against Molitor, a little bit short, and Streit cradles the rebound. Back the other way is Reese. Gives the ball up inside for Lux off the iron. Lux a second try, no. Streit tips it out, collects it. Reese Jansen three, long, rebound Molitor. Second, third, fourth chances here for the Eagles. Back out comes Reese Jansen. Flips it off to the corner to Streit. Out of Molitor, 13:35, backdoor cut, alley-oop, Streit layup. 16 for Jacob Streit. And it's 49-20, Eden Valley Watkins. Now Taugis looking for an opening, scooped it inside, Funk able to collect it. Fall away, Funk, no, tipped out of bounds. I think Lux, no, they say Hopkins got it last. And the Eagles will take over. 13:13 left to go in the basketball game. Reese Jansen working the ball at midcourt. Drives, stops, knocked loose by Taugis. Whistle. What do we got? They're going to get Lux on a holding call. His second, team second.
His second.
And Schomer will inbounds in front of the Eagle bench. Podstead ready to come back in as Schomer has it. Right wing. One dribble. Finds Thomas Funk left side. Back to Peter Schomer. Dribbling out front again. Pioneers with Peter Schomer calling out the play with his right hand. Gives it off to Funk. Hopkins sets a screen. Schomer curls through. That opens up Funk for a free throw line jumper. Missed it. Prokot had the rebound momentarily, but then lost it out of bounds. And now Fodsted will check in. And he's going to replace Dominic Schlangen. 12 and a half minutes to go. 49 to 20 Eagles. Into the front court is Blaine Fodsted. Looking for help, backdoor cut. Lux goes inside, deflected, and it stays with the Eagles. Fodsted cutting backdoor, almost collected a layup off a bounce pass from the free throw line. Jansen will inbounds. Reese, ball overhead, right in the lane, step around, Strite easy bucket.
Basket by number two, Jacob Strite.
9 in each half for Strite. And at the 12-minute mark, the lead is 31, 51 to 20. Prokot to the left wing for Schomer. One dribble as Molitor cut off his path. Now to Taugis, lowers the shoulder, comes back out, as Lux defended well. 11:45 to Funk, right corner, three short. Tipped out and taken by Molitor. Back come the Eagles. Up ahead is Reese Jansen, steps around, leaves it inside. Lux fouled as he went up. Greg Lux going back to the line. Thomas Funk, I believe, gets this one. His first.
Thomas Funk, his first.
2 of 5 tonight for Greg Lux. That one drains through. He's got 11. Here comes Rushlow back in. Jesse Marshick in for the first time as Prokot and Funk will leave. And the Eagles bring in, for the first time tonight, Landon Schlangen. And Lux rolls that one in. 2 for 2. And now Notch returns for Lux after the made free throw.
For the Eagles, number 5, Landon Schlangen.
Taugis works it inside to Hopkins. Gives it to Taugis, who goes inside and scores. First point of the half, 7 tonight for Matt. Jansen looks ahead for Fodsted on the left baseline. Back for Reese. Reese holds it overhead, guarded by Peter Schomer. Now dumped inside, fall away, Strite high off the window. And the rebound controlled by Johnny Hopkins. 11 minutes to go here at home for the Pioneers. Here's Taugis jump-stopping, turning, rejected by Strite. Still loose, and now Matt gets it back, finds Jesse Marshick inside. Jesse's left-hand attempt no good, and Landon Schlangen's got the rebound. 53-22 Eagles. Here's a Fodsted three, a little bit long. Rebound to Schomer. Peter's coming back. Schomer looks ahead now. Pull up three for Peter. Got it.
Number 0, Peter Schomer.
Schomer now with 7. Jansen scoops it out to Notch. Now to Strite, who cruises down the paint and lays it up and in.
Jacob Strite.
20 tonight for Jacob. He's got his shoe untied. He was asking for a stop, didn't get it. Here's Marshick. Rushlow cuts through, doesn't get it. Now Preston pops out and takes it. 9:50 to play. Taugis, bounce pass into the post for Marshick. Jesse spins, turns off the window. No. Rebound, whistle. And now the referee will grant the time. Once the Eagles have control of the ball, Jacob Strite can tie up the right shoe. 9:45 to go. Eden Valley Watkins. By 30, 55-25, here comes Zach Swenson in, and Reese Jansen will come out. So it will be Jacob Strite up court. Strite leaves it off for Fodsted. Now Zach Swenson, low block, maneuvering baseline is... Strite And whistle, and we get a traveling call as Matthew Knott lost his footing. And a turnover on the Eagles. Comes with just under 9.5 minutes to play. Next game for Eden Valley Watkins. They're at Bruton against BBE on the 31st. Which is what, Tuesday? Taugis for Rushlow. Preston back for Matt Taugis. Now Peter Schomer works at left side for Johnny Hopkins. Guarded by the Eagles' Matthew Notch. Back for Matt. Step up shot by Taugis. No, and there is the rebound pulled away once more by Jacob Strike. Now Swenson zips it over for Notch. Notch on Jesse Marshick. Jesse cut off the lane to the basket. Now Blaine Fodstead's got it in his hands. Into the low post, poked away by Hopkins. It's loose in the corner and out of bounds. Touch last by the Eagles. 8:35 to go. ...55-25, a 30-point lead now. We're at that point of the game now. If the Eagles do get up by 35, we hit the running time mark. Once we get to that point and under 9 minutes, then it becomes a running time game. But the Pioneers not wanting that to happen, obviously. Hopkins out front, right side for Rushlow. See if we can get Preston in the score column. He and Nick Shaw haven't scored tonight. Jesse Marshick hasn't scored. Here's Taugis getting a look for three, short, grazed the rim, rebound loose in the lane, poked out front, picked up by Blaine Fodstead of the Eagles. And Strike coming back the other way. Fodstead now takes control. Here's Matthew Notch seeing a lane to the basket and scores. Matthew Notch has two. 57-25. 7:40 to play as Taugis walks it up court. Pioneer wrestlers won twice tonight in Osakis. They defeat Benson 66-12. They defeat Osakis 52-9. Rushlow misfires on a three and strike the other way. 7:20 left. Now it's Landon Schlangen to the corner. Notch for two. Long rebound loose. Poked out front and traced down by Swenson. Reset now for Blaine Fodstead. Notch cuts and finds Schlangen in the corner. Strite drives through and lost the dribble going through traffic. It's picked up by Peter Schomer. 7 minutes to go. Rushlow back to Schomer. At the point, drives right side of the free throw line. Leaves it off. Taugis will try and hit a three. Matt hits the three, and he's got 10 tonight. 57-28 Eagles. It's like Lucas Adi will check in. Speaking of Lucas, we've got a moment. Congratulations to both Lucas and Casey Brzozowski, AAA recipients for Pierce. And special congratulations to Casey. She won the District 19 AAA Award. She'll go to the region now. Notch with a strong baseline drive, able to kiss it off the glass. And he's now got four in about the last 2 minutes. And we get a whistle and a coach call timeout. With 6:15 to play, it's 59-28 Eden Valley Watkins.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Timeout is over. The Pioneers have brought Christopher Marshick and Lucas Oddie into the ball game. They join Rushlow. Here's a backdoor lob and caught. And Matt Tauges fires a fastball off the knee of Schlangen to prevent a turnover. 6:12 to go in the ball game. Lob inside, and this time Tauges gets it to drop. 12 for Matt Tauges as they go inside to Matt. And it's 59-30, Eagles ball. Now Coach Langer has made some substitutions as well. He has brought in Justin Streit for the first time. Here's a drive put up and off the rim. Rebound tipped by Justin Streit. Fodstad returns the favor on the other end, and Oddie pays a price as Fodstad saves it in off Lucas. It'll stay with the Eagles with 5:46 to play. Piers back in action here Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock for the varsity with Bram. Pioneers faced Bram as they lob it inside. A miss and a putback by Notch. A second miss, and they tap it out of bounds. Touched last, I believe, by either Christopher Marshick or Matt Tauges. The Pioneers saw Bram in the seventh place game at the Crusader Classic. They lost by a dozen, 76-64. But they'll get the Bombers again here on our home court Saturday afternoon. You'll hear it right here on You Are There Sports. 5.5 to play here in Piers tonight. We'll have girls basketball on this floor tomorrow night. The Jaguars of BBE come over. Right elbow jumper rattled home by Zach Swenson. That's two for Swenson tonight. On the other end, a leaner off the glass and good by Tauges. 61-32 coming up on the 5-minute mark now. Here's Swenson working it right side, leaves it for Blaine Fodstad. Fodstad leaves it now for Matthew Notch. Justin Streit to the wing. Eagles running clock, 4:45 to play. Wing right side as Luke Jansen prepares to come in. And a player control foul's coming on the Eagles. Fodstad will get this one.
Number 13,
his first.
Fodstad. His first in for the Eagles. Number 10, Luke Jansen.
And now Reese Jansen's younger brother, Luke, on the court. 4:35 to go. Here's Lucas Oddie back to the basket. Into the lane. Here's Tauges up for two.
Number one, Matt Tauges.
So Luke Jansen on the court. He trails Reese by 997 career points in the family scoring race. Kick out to the corner for Streit. Luke lobs it back. Luke got Oddie off his feet. Fires it off now. And a reach-in foul coming on the Pioneers, as Swenson got loose in the lane, and we'll see. It's on Matt Tauges, his fourth. 4:02 to go, 61-34 Eagles. Into the lane, laying it up is Matthew Notch.
Basket by number four, Matthew Notch.
Notch has six tonight. His high is seven. It came against Swanville and Rush City. Just the other night, he had seven. Rushlow has it into the low post. Here's Marshick. Christopher back out to Oddie. Now Peter Schomer from 18. In and out. Rebound. Oddie crashes the board. Held ball stays with Piers with 3:37 to go. Eagles 63. Pioneers 34. These two teams will meet again. Second to last game of the regular season. The last day of February, the 28th, down in Eden Valley. Lob out front to Matt Tauges. Curling into the lane. Tauges, right-hand leaner. There's the first two of the game for Preston. An assist for Tauges. A field goal for Rushlow. 63-36. Luke Jansen. Off now for Justin Streit. Matthew Notch to the corner. Back out comes Landon Schlangen. Luke Jansen's three long. We got a push on, I believe, Notch. Nope. It's on Justin Strite. His first, team's fourth.
His first.
And now Jamison Keekly will check in. Keekly for Swenson. Talges gets a screen from Rushlow, bounces it in for Preston, feeds it back out, pull up, elbow jumper, Schomer, short, rebound, loose, Christopher Marshick, no, that's too hard. And now whistle and a travel called as Notch stutter step backwards with control of the ball and the whistle. Gives it back to Piers with 2:56 left. 63-36 Eagles. It was 34-16 at half. Rushlow takes the inbounds, finds Talges. Matt working, got by his defender, jump stop. Nice feed inside to Marshick, who finishes.
Number 23, Christopher Marshick.
Good job by Christopher being ready to accept the pass there. And Christopher with 4 points tonight. Now Luke Jansen feeds it off to Matt Notch. Notch sees an opening, pulls up from 12, rolls it around and off, and Adi elevates for the board. Feeds it up ahead for Talges. 3-on-3 as the Eagles hustle back. Talges lost it going up to Jansen. And here comes Luke the other way. Luke off right side. Top of the key for Landon Schlangen. Back for Jansen for three. Luke Jansen's first points of the night. And he doubles his career scoring total. Now 6 career points. Here's a Rushlow three on the other end. Preston now with 5 points. We're under 2 minutes to go. 66-41. Schlangen stopped his dribble at the point. Off for Keekly. Luke Jansen back for Keekly. He'll penetrate. And whistle traveling call. Extra step to get closer to the rim, and the trailing official of the three-man officiating crew sees it and blows the whistle. Schomer, Talges, Rushlow, Marshick, and Adi on the court with Landon Schlangen, Luke Jansen, Matthew Notch, Justin Strite. As Rushlow gets inside, feeds it down low for Marshick, back for Adi in the corner. A minute and a half to go. Rushlow will fire a three-pointer. Got it. Now Rushlow heating up.
21, Preston Rushlow.
Rushlow sat on zero. Now he's suddenly at 8. 1:15 to go. 75 seconds to play. Here's Luke Jansen. Jansen feeds to Strite in the corner. Cutting the lane. Notch missed it. Followed up his own miss. Tipped it out to the Pioneers, where Marshick leads a 2-on-1. Christopher fouled as he went up, and Marshick will shoot two. This is going to go, I believe, on Landon Schlangen.
Ball's called on number 5, Landon Schlangen.
His first. His comes first. With exactly 1 minute to play, and it'll be two shots for Christopher Marshick, the senior. And that one is off to the right, no good. Christopher's got 4 points. Alex Gross and Jesse Marshick will check in.
In for the Pioneers, number 41, Alex Gross.
Schomer's going to come out. Here comes Thomas Funk as well. Talges' night is done. Rushlow will finish up on the bench. He'll finish with 8. 16 for Talges. And now Jared Prokot is back in. Adi will check out with a 5-point effort tonight. And Marshick for 1 free throw. Christopher long on that. Rebound tipped out. And it's taken by Alex Gross. Back out to Thomas Funk with 53 seconds left. Jesse Marshick challenging inside. Not there. Back to Prokot. Alex Gross feeds it into Jesse. Jesse spins one off the iron. And then Prokot rips away the rebound. Jared threads it inside to Christopher Marshick. Got away with a double dribble and rolled it in.
Number 23, Christopher Marshick.
Christopher Marshick with 6 tonight. On the other end, a driving layup up and in by Landon Schlangen. Schlangen gets 2. 18 to play. 3-pointer is good. Jared Prokot. first career points for Jared Prokot. And the Eagles will just run out the clock now. The Prokot 3 makes the final score. Eden Valley Watkins 68, Pierce 49. The final score. We'll wrap it up on You Are There Sports after this.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you.
We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Pierce.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. These are a few reasons parents love our school. The values taught at home are supported at school. Faith formation is part of the school environment with daily opportunities to grow closer to Jesus. The relationships between teachers and students provide for excellent learning in the classroom. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypierce.org.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Well, as expected, the Eden Valley Watkins Eagles have not a whole lot of trouble tonight as they run to a 68-49 victory over the Pierce Pioneers. Eden Valley Watkins improves their season record now to 12-2 overall, and they are now 5-1 within the CMC. The next action for Coach Langer's squad will be on Tuesday night. They go to Bruton to face Belgrade Bruton El Rosa. They got a big game on a neutral site with Perham yet coming up. That's going to be a big one. Perham's a top AA team. That's February 11th. They got Ricori still to come. They got to go to Holdingford yet. That one might be a showdown for the conference title on February 24th. They've got Kimball in Eden Valley Watkins early next week. So still some tough teams on the schedule for the Eagles. They are led tonight by Jacob Streit's 20 points, 16 for Reese Jansen. His final three points, number 998, number 999, and number 1,000, as he netted a three-pointer with 14:51 left to play in the ball game. And he finishes the game with 16 tonight and 1,000 on the button for his career. 12 for Greg Lux. 6 for Matthew Notch, 5 for Mitch Molitor, 3 for Luke Jansen, he's Reese's younger brother, 2 for Dominic Schlangen, 2 for Zach Swenson, 2 for Landon Schlangen, and playing but not scoring for the Eagles tonight, Blaine Fodstead, Justin Streit, and Jamison Keekley. Eagles go 9 of 16 from the free throw line. Pioneers, and their record now, drops to 1-14 on the overall portion of the schedule and 1-5 within the conference. Next action will be Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock varsity start with Bram in town. Then they go to Holdingford on Tuesday night. For the Pioneers, they're 49 points. They were led by Matt Tauges tonight with 16, 8 for Preston Rushlow, 7 for Peter Schomer. Lucas Adi with 5. Christopher Marshick ends with 4. 3 for Jared Prokot. 2 apiece for Johnny Hopkins and Thomas Funk. And playing but not scoring tonight for the Pioneers were Nick Shaw and Jesse Marshick. Not a lot of free throws tonight. Pioneers only went to the line 6 times, converting 3 of those. It was a 34-16 halftime score. And the Pioneers fall short tonight at home to this very good Eagle squad. 68-49 is the final score. Coming up tomorrow night, we'll have girls basketball here as Coach Christina Anderson brings her Belgrade Brutnell Rosa Jaguar team over here tomorrow night. 7:15 on the opening tip-off for the Pioneers and Jaguar girls tonight. Tomorrow night, excuse me. Then back here Saturday afternoon for boys with Bram. Wrestlers win tonight twice, 66-12 over Benson, 52-19 over Osakis. That was in Osakis tonight.
Hello, this is Dan Rushlow, training officer for the Pierce Fire Department. When was the last time you tested your smoke alarms? Last month? Last year? Can't remember? If you're not sure your smoke alarms are working, then how can you be sure you'll be protected if a fire breaks out? Don't gamble with your life and assume your smoke alarms are working. Test each one every month so you'll know they'll be ready to protect you and your family if there's a fire. Test your alarm for life. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schomer, at 468-2525.
Eden Valley Watkins wins this one tonight, 68-49 over the Pioneers, and the coach of the Pioneers joins me, Joe Call. And Coach, 68-49 loss tonight. What do you take out of this ball game against a very good Eagle squad?
I thought the boys did everything we asked of them tonight. They did a very good job working hard, especially there that first half when Matt went down with foul trouble and Preston. For the boys to come off the bench and take care of the basketball like they did, I think it was about 4 minutes left. We were down 12 yet, which is, you know, we're still in the ball game there. And if we can get to halftime down 12, you know, we got a chance this second half. But then they were able to get it up to 20 there at least before halftime. But overall, as a team, I told the boys, you did everything you could possibly do.
We followed the game plan.
Very good. We slowed it down when we had to. The reason why I went full court press there right away to start, it seemed like in the games prior to this, we really didn't play up to our level until I put on that full court press. And I don't know if it's getting our blood flowing.
If it energizes them.
And that was the whole point of that, slapping that on right away, get everybody's minds focused and hustling. And I thought they did a good job with it.
get ready, get a day of practice tomorrow, and then come ready and compete out there with the Brown Bombers.
That's right, and I'm expecting a good game there. These boys, we lost to them over the holiday tournament there, but I think these guys are ready for them. And,
you led at halftime in that game.
Yeah, definitely, and I think Matt got in foul trouble a little bit there too again, so hopefully we can keep him on the floor. You know, just some of those fouls are going to happen, you know, hustle fouls, but it's the fouls where you're not in position at the right time and then just kind of slap at them. Those are the frustrating ones, but hopefully we learn from it and move on.
All right, we'll see you Saturday, Coach.
Sounds good. Thanks,
Joe
Rick.
Call, coach of the Pioneers, as the Eagles win tonight 68-49.
When you're in need of new appliances, don't forget to check us out at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. There are still a lot of you out there that don't know that we carry a full line of GE appliances. We carry everything from refrigerators to washers and dryers, stoves, microwaves, dishwashers, and more. Plus, when you buy from us, we also offer delivery and haul away of your old appliance. So the next time you are in need of a new appliance, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all-natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Final thoughts here from the Memorial Athletic Center, where Eden Valley Watkins wins tonight 68-49 over the Pioneers, as the Eagles add two to their career 1,000-point scoring list in school history in a span of 48 hours. Jacob Streit did it Tuesday night against Rush City. Tonight it's Reese Jansen putting his name on that list. He finishes the night with 16, right at 1,000. He needed 16 coming in. So congratulations to Reese. What an outstanding multi-sport athlete. Of course, he was their quarterback in their Prep Bowl football team. Good outstanding, obviously, 1,000-point basketball player. He's an outstanding baseball player. So Reese Jansen, congratulations to him. Tonight's Piers Impact Player of the Game, we will give it to Jared Prokod, who hit that three for his first career points on a night where Jansen scores his 1,000th. Jared Prokod gets his scoring career started, a late three for Jared Prokot of the Piers Pioneers. Tomorrow night, it's girls basketball. Same time, same place. 7:15 tip-off. Piers and BBE is the Pioneer girls trying to get back in the win column against the pretty good Jaguar team. We'll see you then, everybody. Thanks for listening.